This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've got a credit card and can get yourself online, you can buy a pair of pants from China, say, and have it pretty much at your front door within a week. And in 2015, honestly, it's exactly what we'd expect, right? Not snail mail, but email, not catalogs, but e-commerce. If you want to send $50 to an actual individual human being in China or the Dominican Republic or Tajikistan, for that matter, you can. And millions of people do send billions of dollars in what are called remittances. But the journey that money takes has most definitely not kept up with the digital times. Stan Alcorn explains.
In the U.S., the journey usually begins at a place like Daisy Travel. It's a storefront in the mostly Dominican neighborhood of Washington Heights in New York City, selling cell phones at a counter in front and Western Union money transfers at what looks like a movie ticket window in back.
This is like the typical setup, but like there's a Western Union in the back.
Edricio de la Cruz used to come to a place like this between college classes and a night shift as a plane mechanic at the JFK airport in order to send money to his Aunt Virginia in the Dominican Republic.
Typically, that experience was relatively painful because you had to take time out of your day, stand online, fill out a form.
And pay a fee of at least 10%. But that wasn't as painful as what he saw on the other side when 15 years ago a teenage De La Cruz visited his aunt in Santo Domingo.
I accompanied my aunt to go pick up the money and see, like, oh my God, this is like the Flintstones.
It wasn't quite cars made out of rocks, but he had to deal with the fact that every money transfer has two parts. The first part is just messaging. Aunt Virginia gets a code to identify her to the Western Union in Santo Domingo, and that Western Union gets a direction to hand over cash to Aunt Virginia, for which it gets a kind of IOU. Back then, this all meant long-distance phone cards and waiting by the landline. That part has evolved.
One of the things that you see most here is cell phone stores.
Now messaging can take place over the internet and on mobile phones.
The messaging part is now almost free.
Dilip Ratha tracks money transfers for the World Bank.
And yet, the average fee is still about 8%. 8%.
8% is less than 15 years ago, but it still seems too high to Ratha.
The true cost of sending money is definitely close to zero or below 1%.
But the true cost also depends on how expensive it is to do the second part of the money transfer, the part where they actually move money.
We hear so much about, you know, this is so important for certain countries. Why can't it be for free?
Pam Patsley is the CEO of MoneyGram, the second biggest money transfer company after Western Union. She says her company's fees average only 5%, and half of that goes to pay those agents at cell phone stores, banks, and travel agencies, of which they have 350,000 across the globe. And out of MoneyGram's 2.5%, they're spending tens of millions of dollars a year complying with regulations to fight fraud and money laundering. And then, finally, there's the system for actually collecting the cash from, say, the New York travel agency that sent it and paying back the agent in Santo Domingo that received it.
Your receiver may have picked up their money within an hour, but we won't pay that receive agent or collect from that send agent until maybe 8 hours later.
This is the part that hasn't changed as much. It relies on sending money through a chain of banks, from local to global, back to local, more than 800 accounts in total in MoneyGram's case. And it's this tangled web that Edricio de la Cruz hoped to cut through when he started a company called Regali, right across the street from Daisy Travel in Washington Heights.
Regali's here?
But now, instead of replacing the MoneyGrams and Western Unions, his employees are on the phone trying to get money transfer companies as partners.
So, what are the main corridors that you guys remit to from the UK?
It's like, if you want to go to California, you can take a railroad and stop at like 20 different cities, or you can take a jet. We're not taking jets yet, money transfer, we're taking railroads.
Regali rides the rails of the money transfer companies. It just cuts out the last station, making it possible to pay his aunt's electricity bill directly for a slightly lower fee. He's not trying to build a jet, a totally new way to send money across borders, but he is one of the many people pushing for a slightly faster and cheaper train. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.